ओम सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां सद्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः। ब्रह्मसूत्रास चैप्टर 3 पादार 2 संध्याधिकरणं संध्ये सृष्टिः आहहि निर्मातारं च एके पुत्रादयश्च मायामात्रं तु कार्ष्म्येन अनभिव्यक्तस्वरूपत्वात् सूचकश्च हि श्रुतेः आचक्षते च तद्विदः पराभिध्यानातु तिरोहितं ततो ह्यस्य बन्धविपर्ययौ देहयोगाद्वा सः अपि तद् अभावाधिकरणं तत् अभावो नाडीषु तत् श्रुतेः आत्मनि च अतः प्रबोधः अस्मात् कर्मानुस्मृति शब्द विद्याधिकरणं स एव तु कर्मानुस्मृति शब्द विधिभ्यः मुग्धे अर्धसंपत्त्यधिकरणं मुग्धे अर्धसंपत्तिः परिशेषात् उभयलिङ्गाधिकरणं न स्थानतोपि परस्य उभयलिङ्गं सर्वत्र हि न भेदाद्यदि चेत् न प्रत्येकं अदत्वचनात् अपि च एवमेके अरूपवत् एव हि तत्प्रधानत्वात् प्रकाशवच्च अवैयत्यम् आह च तन्मात्रं दर्शयति चातो अपि स्मर्यते अत एव चोपमा सूर्यकादिवत् दि 18th सूत्र सेकेण्ड् पाद थर्ड् चाप्टर् 336th रन्निङ्ग् ब्रह्मसूत्र. So the argument in support of Sutra 11 is continued. And here Vyasacharya says, Shruti supports the same teaching by other methods also. And what do we mean by the same teaching? Namely, Nirgunam Brahman is Satyam and Sagunam Brahma is Mithya. Nirgunam Brahman is absolute reality. Sagunam Brahman is only an empirical reality. And how does the Upanishad support this? By giving an analogy. Namely, Nirgunam Brahma is compared to the original sun, Suryaha. And Sagunam Brahma is compared to the reflected sun, the Surya Pratibhimba. So, Bimba Pratibhimba Drishtantena. Bimba means the original and Pratibhimba is reflection. And Vyasacharya uses an ingenious method. The original sun, he calls it as Suryaha. And the reflected sun, he calls it as Suryaka. Adding ka pratyaya to Surya, utsita arte, mithya arte, ka pratyaya. Ka. Like Surya and Suryaka, reflected sun, it is said. And we know from this analogy that reflected sun is not real. And reflected sun has got certain attributes which do not belong to the original. And reflected sun has got attributes borrowed from the reflecting medium. And what are the borrowed attributes? Number one is spandanam or chalanam. If water is in movement, reflected sun also gets it. Reflected sun has chalanam that does not belong to the original sun. And the second attribute is reflected sun has plurality if the reflected medias are many. Therefore, nanatvam, chalanatvam. And the reflected sun moves from place to place when the reflected medium moves, gamana. So they are all attributes of reflected sun which never belong to the original sun. Thus, Sagunam Brahman is unreal. Sagunam Brahma has attributes which do not belong to the Nirgunam Brahma. And Sagunam Brahma's attributes are borrowed from where? The reflecting medium called Upadhi. That is, the Stula Sukshma Karana Sharira Trayam, Stula Sukshma Karana Prapancha Trayam. So reflected in the Sharira Trayam and Prapancha Trayam, Nirgunam Brahma appears as Vishwa, Taijasa, Prajna, Virat, Hiranyagarbha, and Antaryami are all Sagunam Brahma. All reflections of one Nirgunam Brahma only. because there are six reflecting media, namely the sthula shariram, sushma shariram, karana shariram, sthula prapancha, sushma prapancha, and karana prapancha. But remember that saguna chaitanyam, Brahman, is mithya. There is no such thing called saguna chaitanyam. Thus, pratibimba drishtantena saguna mithyatvam bodhayati. Now, the next question is, where do we find the example of reflection? Shankaracharya quotes actually two references. One for Suryaka from the Moksha Sastra, yatha heyam jyotiratmam vivasvanaipo bhinnam bahudaiko anugachanne. Upadhina kriyate bedarupaha devaha kshetreshu evam ajaha ayamatma. And he also gives another quotation. I said that I choose to give the second quotation. It's a little simpler quotation. That's one from Brahma Bindu Upanishad for Jala Chandra. So there's a Jala Chandra, which is a straight and simple verse. Eka evahi bhutatma bhute bhute vyavasthitaha ekadha bahudha chaiva drishyate jala chandravat. Jala Chandra, the moon reflected in the waters. Eka evahi bhutatma, there is only one nirgunam Brahman obtaining bhute bhute vyavasthitaha, which is there in every shariram. It is attributeless one, attributeless only originally. It has no attributes. Ekada bahudha chaiva, originally it is one, but when it is reflected, it is bahudha, reflected as many. Like what? Drishyate jala chandravat, like the moon reflected in the waters. So if there are 100 lakes, there will be plurality of the moons also. And also there will be gradation in the brightness of the moon also, depending upon the purity of the reflecting medium, water. This is the general analysis. We saw after this in the last class. Now we'll go to the word analysis of this sutra. First we will see the running meaning. Atta eva chopama surya kadivatam. Atta eva chopama surya kadivatam. Atta eva means hence. Upama, following the analogy or example found in the Upanishads, we have to supply. Surya kadivatam. Surya kadivatam, here we have to supply sagunam Brahman is like the sun reflected in the water. Now let us see the significance of the words. Ataha eva, therefore only, since nirguna Brahman is satyam and saguna Brahman is mithya, the appropriate example the Upanishad chooses. Upama, upama here means comparison, example, analogy. And what is the comparison? Suryaka divat. Suryaka refers to pratibimba. Pratibimba suryaha here. And the ka suffix indicates the inferior pratibimba. The inferiority of the reflection is what? It is less real than original sun. It has got several features similar to the original. Reflection is also bright. It is useful. We don't question the utility of the reflection at all. It is the inferiority in terms of its reality. Vedantins never disrespect Sagunam Brahman. Vedantins respect and devoted to Sagunam Brahman also. He builds temples for Sagunam Brahman. He does arati for Sagunam Brahman. Offer naivedyam for Sagunam Brahman. So Sagunam Brahman is never disrespected. But an additional information we gather is this Sagunam Brahman enjoys a lower order of reality than Nirgunam Brahman. Or in other words, Nirgunam Brahman enjoys a higher order of reality. It is a fact to be noted. We are never against Sagunam Brahman at all. This must be very, very clear. That is why Shankaracharya could happily write many stotras in the name of several gods and divinities without any conflict in mind. Because it is a two-tier vision. We should not get confused here because people always have these doubts. They do not understand the word mithya. They think it is unreal. Mithya means it doesn't enjoy the same order of reality as the original, the paramarthika satya. So here the example is Suryaka Divata. That's an important example. Now let us go to the next sutra. அம்புவத் அக்ரஹணாத்து ந ததாத்வம். அம்புவத் அக்ரஹணாத்து ந ததாத்வம். 19th சூத்ரா, செகண்ட் பாதா, தேர்ட் சாப்டர், 337th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. ஹியர் அன் அப்ஜெக்ஷன் டு தி ப்ரிசீடிங் சூத்ரா இஸ் ரேஸ்ட் பை த பூர்வபக்ஷி. அண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் அ பூர்வபக்ஷி சூத்ரா ஆக்சுவலி, வேர் வியாசாச்சாரியா ரைசஸ் எ பாசிபிள் டவுட். தி டவுட்ஸ் ஆர் பவுண்ட் டு அரைஸ் வென் எவர் அன் எக்ஸாம்பிள் இஸ் கிவன். எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் ஹவ் காட் அண்ட் ஒண்டர்ஃபுல் யூட்டிலிட்டி இன் கன்வேயிங் சர்டன் ஐடியாஸ், பட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஹவ் காட் அ கிரேட் டிஸ்அட்வான்டேஜ் ஆல்சோ, பிகாஸ் இட் கேன் கிரியேட் ஃப்ரெஷ் டவுட்ஸ். சர்டன் டவுட்ஸ் விச் ஹவ் நெவர் எக்ஸிஸ்டட் கேன் ப்ராப் அப் த்ரூ எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ். அண்ட் ஹவு டு தீஸ் டவுட்ஸ் கம்? பிகாஸ் the principles of example should be what? It should be understood carefully. Principle of the example should be understood carefully. If principle and purpose of the example are not understood carefully, it can be problem. The example is given to clarify certain ideas regarding the original that I want to teach. The example is called upamanam and the original is called upameyam. And the example is called drishtanta and original is called darshtanta. So in fact, if, for example, if one wants to compare the face of a lady to a moon, moon is upamanam and the face is upameya. And why do I want to use the moon drishtanta for this? Because I want to convey certain ideas about the face. And the most important thing to be remembered is what? Between the upamana and upameya, there will be several common features. That is why it is taken as an example. And most importantly, we should also remember between upamana and upameya, there will be several uncommon features also. That is why it is called example, analogy, comparison. Between moon and face, there are common features. They are called sadharmyam. Moon and face are beautiful, bright, attractive. They give joy. So, ahladakatvata. Therefore, between them, between the moon and the face, ஆஹ்லாதகத்துவ பிரகாசகத்துவ சௌந்தர்யாதி சாமானிய தர்மாக வர்த்தந்தே. பட் வி ஷுட் ரிமெம்பர் தெர் ஆர் சோ மெனி அன்காமன் ஃபீச்சர்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. ஃபேஸ் இஸ் நாட் இனர்ட். தி ஃபேஸ் ஆஃப் த லேடி இஸ் நாட் இனர்ட். இட் இஸ் நாட் அ சேட்டலைட் லைக் மூன். இட் டஸ் நாட் ஹேவ் ஆல் த மவுண்டன்ஸ் அண்ட் கிரேட்டர்ஸ். எக்ஸாம்பிள் பி நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் ஆஸ் த ஃபேஸ் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட் ஆஸ் வித் லாட் ஆஃப் மவுண்டன்ஸ் அண்ட் கிரேட்டர்ஸ். Therefore, Vaidharmyas are also there. Therefore, the job of the listener or the student is to cooperate with the teacher. The cooperation is what? Looking for the Sadharmyam, see the similarities in the example and not probe into the dissimilarities. Teacher knows the dissimilarities. Student need not remind the teacher. And the teacher does not expect the students to focus on the dissimilarities. If the student focuses on dissimilarities, there won't be communication. But what will be there? There will be communication gap. Big gap will be there. So in the rope snake example, we should see the similarity and not the dissimilarity. In the dream example also, we should look for similarities and not dissimilarities. Similarly, here the reflected sun is the example given. And unfortunately, the student is very efficient in finding the dissimilarities. And the Purvapakshi student says, sun can reflect. Pratibimba is possible because sun has got a form. And how can a formless Nirgunam Brahman have a reflection? This is his first problem. Sun can reflect. Pratibimba is possible because sun has got a form. Whereas formless Nirgunam Brahman, how can there be reflection? This is his first problem. Then his second problem is mirror, the reflecting medium, and the sun, they have got a distance in between them. Mirror is here, sun is far away, sun is too far. But there is no distance between Nirgunam Brahman and my mind and body. How can you talk about formless consciousness forming reflection in a formless mind? Is the second problem. How can you talk about formless consciousness, the Nirguna Brahman, forming a reflection in my formless mind? And the third problem is, sun can form a reflection because there is a reflecting medium, a second thing other than the sun. In the field of Dvaitam, you can talk of reflection. No problem. There is a second thing. Because sun and reflecting medium both are there. Therefore, there can be reflection. Therefore, reflection requires what? Two things, namely original and medium. But what you say all the time? Ekam eva advitiyam. There is one, there is only one, and there is no two. You emphatically say everywhere, Manduk, many of these Upanishads, they talk about only this. Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagatam, Betam, Rahitvam. So all this, Veda, Rahitvam, all those things are all described everywhere. There is no Veda at all. There is no original and medium. How can you talk about reflection? You need original and medium both. Therefore, I do not accept any of your stories, is the argument of the Purvapakshi. Then the answer comes in the next sutra only. This entire sutra, what we just studied, is the Purvapakshi sutra. This is the general analysis of the sutra. Now let us see the word analysis and first see the running meaning of the sutra. Na tathatvam. There is no similarity. Agrahanath. Since reflection medium is not seen. Ambuvate. Like the water. This is the Purvapakshi's argument. This is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Ambuvate. Ambuvat means in the case of sun and the water, we can see the reflection and the medium is real and tangible medium also, namely water. Here we don't have a second thing other than Brahman in this case, in our case. And even if you accept a second thing, you don't see the tangible medium because mind is not an effective medium. Mind is formless, not like water. There is dissimilarity in the original also. Sun has a form, face has a form, and they can form a reflection. But Brahman does not have a form, nor there is any medium like water. And two means rejection of the example. That is what Purvapakshi's contention is. He rejects. Na tathatvam, there is no similarity between Chandrabimba and reflecting media. This is what Purvapakshi's assertion. And these are the significance of the words. Now let us go to the next sutra. Vriddhi krasa bhaktvam antarbhavat ubhayam samanjasyat evam. It's a long sutra. Vriddhi krasa bhaktvam antarbhavat ubhayam samanjasyat evam. 20th sutra, second pada, third chapter, 338th running Brahma sutra. So the objection raised in the preceding sutra is now refuted. Previous sutra was a Purvapakshi sutra. So in this sutra, Vyasacharya tells all your problem, your means Purvapakshis, all your problem is that you look for dissimilarity between Sagunam Brahman and reflection. Do not concentrate on that. I know there are dissimilarities. Then you should understand that it is like reflection. Underline the like. It is not directly reflection. It is like reflection. There is no reflection of consciousness. Consciousness cannot get reflected. It is like reflection. Means what? There is something called a second consciousness, which is less real than primary consciousness. All these have to be carefully understood. It is like reflection. That means there is something called a second consciousness, which is less than the primary consciousness, original consciousness and reflected consciousness, OCRC. We mentioned all that earlier. And the different order of reality is the only feature to be focused. Don't focus on anything else. The different orders of reality, that is to be only focused. The conditions required for reflections are not there here. I know that. Who says? Vyasacharya says. Yes, second thing is not there. I know. Then which aspect you should focus? Reflection is experienced. Similarly, localized consciousness is experienced. Reflection is less real. Localized consciousness is less real. The example is given for these aspects only. If this example is confusing, you drop the example. Vyasacharya says, if this example is confusing to you, drop the example. But what you should not drop? You should not drop the teaching. You can drop the example, but do not drop the teaching. The problem is you drop the example and the teaching both. If you like another example, you yourself can find one perhaps. Be my guest. What we want to say is there is one Paramarthika Chaitanyam and another Vyavaharika Chaitanyam. This is the teaching of the Vedas. You may take any example, that is the idea given here. So the question asked is, how can there be Pratibimba Chaitanyam and or reflected Chaitanya? The whole thing came up when we talked about Sagunam Brahman and Nirgunam Brahman, and when we said that Nirgunam Brahman is original consciousness and Sagunam Brahman is reflected consciousness, and the former, the Nirgunam Brahman is Satyam and the later Nirgunam Brahman is Mithya. All this problem came about when we started to talk about this. And in this context, Purvapakshi questions, reflection requires one original and a medium for formation of reflection. Reflection means Dvaitam. I talk about the reflection means that there is a mirror capable of raising a reflection of the original. There are two things. Brahman is claimed as Advaitam. If Brahman is Advaitam, where is the question of the reflection of Brahman? This is the first objection raised by the Purvapakshi. I hope you are all with me. For this Advaitin's answer, we have Maya, which is other than Brahman. This is also a difficult concept. We have Maya, which is other than Brahman. Maya is there to form the reflection, or the avidya is there to form the reflection, or antakaranam is there, antakaranam mind, all the inner occupants. Antakaranam is there to form the reflection. Then the Purvapakshi again retorts. He says, if you accept Maya or Antakaranam, that means you accept again Dvaitam. Right? That is original. And you are saying there is a Maya or Antakaranam. Further, Shankaracharya says, we only say Paramarthika Vastu is Advaitam. What is Advaitam? Paramarthika Vastu only. We do not mind any number of things which is of lesser order of reality or Vyavaharika Satyam or Pratibhasika Satyam. You can have any number. We don't worry about it at all. We only say Paramarthika Vastu is only one. That alone is Advaitam. Maya being Mithya does not disturb the non-dual status of Brahman. Because Maya is Mithya of a lower order of reality. Doesn't enjoy the same order of reality like Brahman. Paramarthika Vastu. Mithya Maya can serve as reflecting medium, or Antakaranam can serve as reflecting medium. There is Maya or there is Antakaranam, and I can never accept that the reflection of Brahman forming in Maya or Antakaranam in the macro medium or micro medium, because generally we see reflection is formed under two conditions. The original one is concrete substance, or my face is Murtha Vastu, it's a concrete substance. We have reflecting medium, a tangible substance like mirror or water surface. One murtam forms the reflection for another murtam. In your case, original Brahman is amurtam, without form or color. And the reflecting medium, Maya, Antakaranam, which are also amurtam, and they are also formless, they are also invisible. If they had been concrete, I would clearly perceive, but they are not. So also the mind is not tangible. How can Arupam Brahman be reflected in Arupa Maya or Arupa Antakarana? Question is a very valid question from him. How can Arupam Brahman, formless Brahman and all, be reflected in Arupa Maya or Arupa Antakarana? Therefore, Brahma Pratibimba is impossible. It's not possible. Therefore, to claim that Sagunam Brahman is Pratibimba Chaitanyam is not acceptable. This is the Purvapakshi's objection. And what does the Siddhanti say? Advaitin say that it is wonderful. Your argument is all right. They argue, that is why we Siddhantin say that it is like reflection. Underline the word like. It is not reflection itself. Siddhantin say, it is like reflection. It is something comparable to reflection. The nearest example. But I do not say it is reflection. It is like reflection. It is not, it is reflection. The word upama means comparison. I say face is like moon. I do not say face is moon. Chidabhasa or chit pratibimba is like Chaitanya. He is a tiger, means what? He has qualities of tiger and he is not tiger himself. If chit pratibimba can be comparable to Chaitanyam, what are the common features to use the upamana? The example. Five common features are there between sun and its reflection, pratibimba. Number one, the reflection is always obtained and situated in a particular locus. Reflection is always obtained and situated in a particular locus. Surya pratibimba is situated in either a mirror or a surface of water or a polished granite, any polished surface. A reflection obtains within some ashraya. That is point number one common feature. Second, the reflection has got the similarity to the original. Reflection has got a similarity to the original. In the example, the reflection is similar to the original sun. Both are bright, both can illumine. And the third feature is, the reflection borrows some of the attributes of its locus or ashraya. The reflected sun has got several properties borrowed from the mirror. If the mirror is dull, reflection is also dull. If the mirror changes, reflection also changes. If the water moves, the reflected sun also has got wavy motion. It is called savikaratvam. The medium moves, reflection also moves. It is not there in the original. If there is plurality in the ashraya, the reflection also has got plurality. Further, along with its origination and destruction of the medium, reflection also originates and gets destroyed. Again, this is not in the original sun. And the fourth aspect is, the reflection is mithya and it is not real as the original sun. Either it is unreal or it is real. If the word unreal disturbs you, then what do you want to do? Change it as less real if you want. That is called mithya. By mithya, if you want to think unreal is disturbing you, don't worry, use it less real. That is mithya. And even though it is mithya, the fifth aspect is, even though it is mithya, it has got its own utility. The reflected sun serves some purpose. It can illumine a dark room. Dark room cannot be illumined by the original sun. It's a room enclosed all sides, but a mirror can pass the light through some orifice into the room to reflect it, to light it up. But the duplicate sun can illumine the dark room, the reflected sun. It is called saprayojanatvam. So savikaratvam is saprayojanatvam. Mithya can be useful and mithya alone is useful there in such a case. These are the features of the reflection pratibimba. And Advaitins say that we have Chaitanyam in the jada shariram. That is very similar to the reflection. Reflected consciousness means reflection like consciousness. If there is no Chaitanyam in the body, means that matter will decay, will be dead. Now Vedanta says, Shariram Chaitanyam is like a pratibimba, like a pratibimba. The word like should be emphasized everywhere. It is comparable to pratibimba because it has got all five features in this consciousness also. Sun obtains in the mirror. Similarly, Chaitanyam obtains in the body as its integral part. To such an extent, even scientists mistake that consciousness is part of the body. Chaitanyam obtains in the body as its integral part. To that much extent, the scientists even think that consciousness is part of the body. The consciousness or Chetanatvam has got similarity with the original consciousness. And that is, both are self-evident. Sadrishyam is there. And the third common feature is reflection has several properties borrowed from the mirror. The bodily consciousness has several properties borrowed from the body. Like what? Like the size of the consciousness seems to be the size of the body. Outside the body, I do not see the consciousness. The plurality of the bodies are many, and consciousness are also many. Plurality. Expansion or contraction. When the body is small, consciousness is small. And when the body expands, the consciousness also expands. It's not really expand. And some part of the body will have chetanatvam. And some are jadam. Consciousness seems to be born in the body. And consciousness seems to die with the body. Consciousness seems to have origination and the end, similar to the reflection, which also has birth and death with the mirror. Both are mithya. Reflection is mithya and localized consciousness is also mithya. All-pervading consciousness alone is satyam. Localized consciousness obtaining in the body is mithya. Even though it is mithya, reflected consciousness has all the utility. Pratibimba chaitanyam in the body is jivaha. And the total chaitanyam with the world is called prapancha. And all vyavaharas are because of the reflection-like consciousness only. In the academic circles of Vedanta, they do not use the word reflection, but they call it as prototype consciousness, which is called Pratibimba Chaitanya. They don't use the word reflection. They call it prototype consciousness. Some word. And this consciousness is Sagunam Brahman. And at macro level, it is called Ishvara. And at micro level, it is called Jiva. And Jiva has borrowed the attributes. And Ishvara also has got borrowed attributes. And both are mithya. Ishvara is also Saguna Chaitanya. Satyam is the original consciousness which is not obtaining in any medium, and it is called Nirgunam Brahman. Therefore, there is no Prakriti. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now let us see the word analysis. The sutra is Buddhi Hrasa Bhaktvam Antarbhavat Ubhayam Samanjasyat Evam. Buddhi Hrasa Bhaktvam Antarbhavat Ubhayam Samanjasyat Evam. 28th Sutra, 2nd Pada, 3rd Chapter, 338th Running Brahma Sutra. Antarbhavat. Since Paramatma obtains in reflecting media like the body, Antarbhavat means since Paramatma obtains in reflecting media like the body, Priddhi Hrasa Bhaktvam. It is subject to increase and decrease. Vriddhi Hrasa Bhakta means it is subject to increase and decrease. Ubhaya Samanjasyat. Because of similarity between the two. Ubhaya means two, Samanjasya similarity. Ubhaya Samanjasyat because of similarity between the two. Evam, as mentioned above. There is no flaw in the analysis we have to supply. There is no flaw, there is no mistake in the example. Now we'll see the significance of the words. Vriddhi Hrasa Bhaktvam. I gave you several similarities, but Vyasacharya mentions two similarities only here. Vaya, that is, the reflection is one, and expansion and contraction is another. He gives only two similarities, even though we saw several of them when we listed. And the reflection of the sun in a small drop of water will be small. Similar is the case of the body also. Hrasa means decrease. Vriddhi means increase. Reflection is endowed with increase and decrease. Antarbhavat means bodily consciousness obtains only in the body and do not experience it outside. Antarbhavat obtains only in the body and we do not experience it outside. Scientists do not accept consciousness outside the body. Reflection also obtains in the mirror. It is antarbhavat. and ubhaya samanjasyat, similarity or identity with saguna chaitanyam in the body and surya pradibimba in the mirror. Ubhaya samanjasya, similarity or identity with saguna chaitanyam in the body and surya pradibimba in the mirror. They are comparable. The reflection is not reflection, but comparable to reflection. It is like reflection. Evam, as mentioned before. Vriddhi hrasa bhaktvam. Reflection expands and contracts even when the original does not expand and contract. Reflection expands and contracts because of the medium. Similarly, bodily consciousness expands and contracts even when the original consciousness does not. This prototype consciousness, that means the reflected consciousness, is called Sagunam Brahman. This is called Sagunam Brahman. This requires a container or medium, and that medium is called Upadhi. This requires a container, that medium, that's called Upadhi. And in several Upadhis, several prototype consciousness are there, reflected consciousness are there. And this is Sagunam only. And this Sagunam is called Jiva at micro level, and it is called Ishvara at the macro level. But the original consciousness is neither Ishvara nor Jiva. Now let us go to the next sutra. Darshanachya. Darshanachya, 21st sutra, second part of third chapter, 339th running Brahma Sutra. So here a further reason is also given to refute the objection raised in the in Sutra 19, the previous two sutras before, with Purvapakshi. First, we will do the general analysis. He says, you say a prototype consciousness is available in the Upadhi. Okay. It is Saguna Chaitanyam and it is available in the Upadhi. In Vyashti Upadhi, it is Jiva. And in Samashti Upadhi, it is called Ishvara. All those things are fine. How do you know that a prototype consciousness is available in the Upadhi is the question. Question is what? How do you know a prototype consciousness is available in the Upadhi, in the medium? One answer, because this is, we are talking about Brahman, not sunlight. One answer is, I am a sentient living body. That is a proof that there is sentient consciousness in me. Because I am a sentient, I have a sentient living body. That is a proof that there is sentient consciousness in me. And this consciousness moves even as my body moves. One experience, our own experience is the pramanam. And if you are not satisfied with the experience pramanam, I will give you the shruti pramanam also. Every anupravesha shruti is a pramanam. The entering shruti, we have seen it so many places, Taittiriya, so many places. Even in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad talks about Anupravesha of Brahman, second chapter, fifth section, 18th mantra. Idam vai tan madhu, in Madhu Brahmanam. Tadyangar atharvanaha, ashvibhyamu vacha, tadeda drishihim, pashyan avochatu, purashchakre dvipadaha, purashchakre chatushpadaha, puraha sapakshi bhutva, puraha purusha avishati iti. Sava ayam purushaha sarvasu purushu purishayaha yenena kinchana anavritam yenena kinchana asamvritam. And it's also repeated in the Chandogya also, sixth chapter, third section, second mantra. Sevam seyam devata ikshata hantaham imas tisro devata anena jivena atmana anupravishya. Anupravesha Shruti straight away here. Anupravishya Nama Rupe Vyakaravani. Sixth chapter, third section, second mantra. It talks about the entry of consciousness into the body. And this entering consciousness cannot be the original all-pervading consciousness. Because original all-pervading consciousness is all-pervading. All-pervading is everywhere. Where is the question of it's entering somewhere? It is everywhere. All-pervading consciousness cannot enter anywhere and there is no question of entry into anything. Prototype here means reflection, as we said earlier. Shruti talks of a consciousness that has entered the body and makes the body sentient and be there in the body as long as the medium is there. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the word puraha that we just now read, puraha means several bodies, and Brahman enters several bodies. So this prototype consciousness has birth and death, and localized consciousness dissolves in sleep. These are localized consciousness. And in this regard, there's a very elaborate analysis in Upadesha Sahasri, chapter 18, Tattvamasi Prakaranam, very important this thing. Sa Atma Tattvamasi Iti Paramatma Bhavam Vidhaya Acharyavan Purusho Veda Ityuktva Tasya Tavadeva Chiram Chiram Iti Moksham Dashayanti Abheda Vijnana Deva Satyabhi Sandasyam Ataskarasyevam Dahadyam Bhavavatim Samsara Bhavam Dashayanti Drishtantenam Veda Darshanate Asatya Abhisandasya Samsara Gamanam Dashayanti Taskarasyeva Dahadi Drishtantena. So anyway, so Upadeshasri we have not done in your class. So sometime if I have time, I will try to do that. Now we will do the word analysis for this sutra now. Darshanat cha. Since it is revealed in Shruti, this analogy is flawless because it is Shravata. It is revealed in the Vedas itself, Darshanat cha. Now let us see the significance of the words. Darshanat means Pratyaksha Darshanat, we can take. Pratyaksha Darshanat. Shankaracharya takes the Shruti Pramana Darshanat. He takes it as Shruti Pramana Darshanat from the Shruti. So if logic does not satisfy, you give your own logic also based on Shruti. Your logic is not satisfactory to you. And cha means because of this reason also. With this sutra is over, and this adhikaranam also is over. With the 21st sutra, we have completed 5th adhikaranam of chapter 3, pada 2. Now it is a significant adhikaranam through the teaching of creation. And the Upanishad establishes that Brahman is Jagat Karanam and the whole world is Karyam, effect. The whole world being a product, it is but Nama Rupa only. Pacharambanam Vikaro Namadeyam. We have come to know that Brahman is the only substance and everything is but name and form, Nama Rupa only. Name and form cannot exist independently. Name and form are but adjectives of Brahman only, and they do not have the substantiality of their own. These are all concepts you have seen many times earlier, but I am just saying all this also in this context. Brahman is the substance, and the whole world is but attributes of that Brahman. Brahman is Visheshyam, world is Visheshanam. The colors, the forms, all of them, they belong to Brahman. And then come the crucial substance, and the whole world is an attribute. Do substance and attributes enjoy same order or different orders of reality? The substance and attributes. If you say they enjoy the same order, it is then Visishtadvaitam. And if you say it does not enjoy the same order, it is Nirvisishtadvaitam. The world objects enjoy the same gunas of Brahman, but they are of inferior order of reality, while Brahman enjoys superior order of reality. The Upanishad do not treat both of them equally. Brahman, the substance, and the attributes, that is the Nama Rupa Prapancha. Between the two, there is discrimination between Brahman and the creation. Upanishad does not negate the Brahman, the substance, while attributes are negated. Therefore, you cannot give the same order. How can the unnegatable and negatables be treated equally? Is the question. That is why we say attributes are Vyavaharika Satyam and Brahman is Paramarthika Satyam. All gunas are Mithya and Brahman, the substance alone, is Satyam. Hence we say Nirgunam Brahman is Satyam and Sagunam Brahman is Mithya. Sagunam Brahman is Mithya because Gunas are Mithya. But Nirgunam Brahman is Satyam, and hence we conclude that Brahman is the Nirguna Satya Vastu and Sagunam is the Mithya Satya aspect, Mithya aspect. Even though Brahman has Nirguna Satyam and Saguna Mithya aspects, we do not say Brahman has two aspects. Even though Brahman has Nirguna Satya and Saguna Mithya aspects, we do not say Brahman has two aspects. We do not want Mithya aspect be counted with Satya aspect. Normally we say there is only Nirgunam aspect and we do not consider Sagunam Mithya aspect at all. This point is revealed in this Adhikaranam. Really, Brahman is Nirgunam. Gunas are negated. Substance Brahman is not negated. All Shruti Vakyas, they reveal Brahman does not have any property, any attribute. Actually, even the word Nirgunam occurs in the Upanishads. Now let us go to the next Adhikaranam. Prakritai Tavatvadhikaranam. Prakritai Tavatvadhikaranam. Here, the Neti Neti Vakyam of the Brihadaranyaka that we have seen, that is explained here. Prakritai Tavatvam hi Pratishedati Tato Braviti Chabhuyaha is the sutra. Prakritai Tavatvam hi Pratishedati Tato Braviti Chabhuyaha, 22nd sutra, 2nd Pada, 3rd chapter, 340th running Brahma Sutra. And this is from sutras 22 to 30, this Adhikaranam. And in this group of sutras, 22 to 30, here also Vyasacharya expounds the Nirvishesha, the formless Brahman. First, let us give the general introduction to this Adhikaranam with 9 sutras, as I told, 22 to 30. And the previous Adhikaranam related to the statement that Brahman is the substance and the world is attribute. And we said that attributes, world is of lower order of reality and the world is negated and therefore it is of lesser order and Brahman is not negated, it is of higher order of reality. Dream is of lesser order of reality because it's negated on getting up. When I wake up, dream is negated. Now, a Purvapakshi comes and he tells, if you read the Upanishad carefully, you will find that Brahman is also not negated. This is a very intelligent Purvapakshi. He says, if you read the Upanishad carefully, you will find that Brahman is also not negated. Brahman is also negated. Substance Brahman is also like the attribute world. And Upanishads negate Brahman also. Visheshanam as also Visheshyam as Mithya negates both. So one extreme is what? Substance as also the attributes are Satyam. That is one extreme. If you say both are Satyam, then it means what? It is Visishtadvaitam. We cannot say both are Mithya or both are Satyam. We say one is Satyam and the other is Mithya. Brahman with attributes is Mithya. And Brahman without attributes is Satya. That is what we say. The second chapter, third section, sixth mantra, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad says that Brahman as Neti Neti. We already read that sutra in the last class. In this, the Upanishad begins with Brahman having two types of attributes. One set of attributes is visible attributes. For example, like Prithivi, water, Agni, they are all visible attributes. Akasha, Vayu, they are invisible attributes. So they have two set of attributes, visible and invisible. They are called Amurta Visheshana. This is Akasha, Vayu and all. Stula Prapancha and Stula Shariram, they are Murta Visheshanam. And Sukshma Karana Shariram is Amurta Visheshanam. Stula Prapancha and Stula Shariram, they are Murta Visheshanam. And Sukshma Shariram and Karana Shariram, they are called Amurta Visheshanam. And Brahman has got tangible and subtle attributes. Thus, Brahman has got two rupas. And so we can call Brahman as two rupi. It is rupi, the substance, rupam. And rupi are introduced here. These are all the arguments of Purvapakshi. These are not our arguments, Purvapakshi's arguments. Later, by Neti Neti, Brahman is revealed. Neti Neti means what? Upanishad wants to negate two things. And question is, which are the two things? Upanishad wants to negate two things. Neti Neti, two times it is said. And question is, which are those two? And the Purvapakshi argues, the two things negated are Brahman, the substance, and Murta and Amurta Visheshanam, the attributes. So he says the two things negated are, one is Brahman itself, another is the attributes, the Murta and Amurta Visheshanam, both. So that's why he said Brahman also is negated. Substance and attributes are Murta, and therefore you cannot say one is Satyam. This is the Purvapakshi of the Sadhik, Purvapaksha of the Sadhikarma. So this is the discussion here. The object of Neti Neti is seen to be the subject matter. And what is negated by Neti Neti is the doubt. So the object of Neti Neti is seen to be subject matter. And what is negated by Neti is that's a doubt. And the Purvapakshi says that what is negated is visible and invisible attributes. Both the visible attributes and the invisible attributes are the ones that are negated. And the Siddhanta says, Neti Neti do not negate Brahman, and the two attributes, and Neti Neti negates the attributes part only. It doesn't negate both. It negates only the attributes part and not the Brahman, the substance part. That is what Siddhanta says. Naturally, we'll ask, if the Upanishad negates attributes, why there are two Netis and one Neti is sufficient? He's even asking why there are two Netis. If the Upanishad negates attributes, why there are two Netis and one Neti is sufficient? And the reason is Upanishad talks about two attributes. One is visible, another is invisible. Thus, Brahman has to be retained in one substance, unnegatable, the subject I. It is an unobjectifiable substance, unnegatable consciousness, which is Satyam Brahman. So this is the substance of the Sadhikarana. So discussion is going to be based on this particular central theme. Now let us see the general analysis of the first sutra. In this sutra, Vyasacharya says, the two attributes of Brahman, namely the Murta and Amurta, they are negated and never negate the substance, namely the consciousness, the Brahman. Do not negate the substance, negate the two attributes, the Murta and Amurta attributes. And we have Shruti support as also logical support for this. We have got both Shruti support, Vedas, Upanishads, and also logical support. And Shruti supports, what is the after negation, Upanishad redefines Brahman as Satyasya Satyam. In that Brihadaranyaka Vakyam, the Upanishad, after negation, it redefines Brahman as Satyasya Satyam. The first Satyam being the Vyavaharika Satyam, actually we discussed this elaborately during our Brihadaranyaka lectures. The first Satyam being the Vyavaharika Satyam, Murta Amurta Visheshanam, and the second Satyam is the Paramarthika Satyam, the absolute reality, Satyasya Satyam. The Satyam of Satyam. So the negatable Visheshanam is supported by unnegatable substance. The negatable Visheshanam, the Murta Amurta Visheshanam, is supported by the unnegatable substance, Brahman. And therefore, you cannot say Brahman is also negated. If everything is negated as Mithya, then what will be the problem? The question will come, what is the adhishtanam, the support for anything? Anything mithya cannot exist without a real support. You need a support for mithya vastu also. You cannot talk of mirage water as unreal unless there is dry sand, which is satyam. If Rajju Sarpa, the rope snake, is mithya, the rope is satyam. So if the dream is mithya, the waker is satyam. Mithya cannot exist without satya adhishtanam. If Brahman is mithya, what is adhishtanam of Brahman? Niradhishtanavada is called the Shunyavada. Niradhishtanavada is called the Shunyavada, which is Buddhist philosophy. So if everything has to be negated, there should be some sakshi to talk about the negation of everything. There should be a witness to talk about the negation of everything. Logically also, we cannot accept Purvapakshi's argument. In the second chapter, sixth section, first mantra, Taittiriya, you cannot negate Brahman also. Asan nevasa bhavati, asad brahmeti veda chet, asti brahmeti chet vedam, santamenam tato viduriti. You negate everything and not Brahman. There are other statements also in support of our argument. Brahman cannot be negated. Now let us see the word analysis of this sutra. Prakritai tavatvam hi pradishedati tato braviti cha bhuyaha. Pratishedati. Through the statement of neti neti in Brihadaranyaka, the negate word is there and all others we have to supply. So through the statement neti neti abhrangavan, all the negate word is there. Prakritai tavatvam, only those two special attributes mentioned in the section. Prakritai tavatvam cha, cha means moreover. It is again, so braviti bhuyaha means Shruti clarifies this again, bhuyaha. Tataha, thereafter, this is the running meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Pratisheshati, prishedati, negation. Pratisheshati means negation. Who negates here? The Shruti negates. That should be understood. Neti neti is the vakyam, second chapter, third section, sixth mantra. Abhrigadaranyaka, neti neti, na hetasmaditi, netyanyatim, paramastyata, namadeyagumsi, satyasya satyam iti prana, pranavai satyam, tesha mesha satyam. So satyasya satyam iti pranavai satyam, tesha mesha satyam, that is the mantra. So the word he is the emphasis in the sutra, is emphasis to negate the Purvapakshi. So prakritai tavatvam, only these specific two attributes to be negated, do not extend this to Brahman, the substance. So this much refers to the two specific attributes which are prakrita, which occurs in the very section. So the means that means murta and amurta brahmana in the reference for that is murta amurta brahmanam. So murta nama rupa prapancha, amurta nama rupa prapancha, it negates. And Shruti itself knows that there are people who will misinterpret, and therefore Shruti itself clarifies this point that attributes are to be negated as the lower reality and Brahman is to be retained as higher reality. Should not say Brahman is to be negated as higher reality. Brahman is to be retained as higher reality. The world is to be negated as lower reality. Brahman has to be retained as higher reality, and that is conveyed through the satyasya satyam. That statement, satyasya satyam, reveals that Brahman is higher reality sustaining the lower reality, namely mithya. And a technical point we should remember also is, whenever we talk of negation, it means it is not non-existence of the world. We have to be very careful. That is the problem a lot of people have. Whenever we talk of negation, it means it is not non-existence of the world. The word negation means of a lower order of reality only. It means the higher order exists in the lower, it's not existing in the lower form. World is negated means world is mithya, the lower order of reality. You do not take the body as absolute reality. Absolute reality means what? In all three domains of time, it should be real. I didn't exist before my date of birth. I won't exist after my date of death. Negation means mithya and not non-existence. Negation means mithya and not non-existence. It must be very clear. And this is said in the same mantra, second chapter, third section, sixth mantra of Brihadaranyaka, we just read. And once again, for clarity, it is mentioned as satyasya satyam. There is one more point also here. When the Shruti says world is satyam, I discussed this all in detail in the Brihadaranyaka. When the Shruti says world is satyam and Brahman is satyasya satyam, the Shruti has used the word satyam alone for both lower and higher order of reality. And one may argue, word mithya has not been used in the Shruti at all. That is the word mithya. It says satya satyam and all that. Why do you convert satya satyam as mithya prapancha satyam? The world is called satyam because of another reason. That is very interesting. It is not used in the sense of reality. Here satyam does not mean reality. Satyasya word is used for the world. And here the word does not mean reality. The word satyasya does not mean reality. The Upanishad says murtam is called sat and amurtam is called tyam. In the word satyam, it has got two parts, sat part and tyam part. The murta prapancha, that is called sat, and amurta prapancha, it is calling by the word tyam. So that is how satyam comes. The first satyam is not the regular word reality. It is called murta amurta visheshanam only. It is said only Brahman is satyam. The second satyam only is reality. First satyasya does not mean the reality. So that is what is given in this sutra. And now let us go to the next sutra in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti linasya parasamaheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamadachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.